President Trump continues to stoke racial divisions today after doing the same in speeches over the weekend. This morning, he tweeted criticism of NASCAR's decision to ban the Confederate flag. He also went after Bubba Wallace, NASCAR's only black driver who had found a noose in a garage he was assigned. The president said that was just another hoax, even though the FBI has determined it was not. For more on this and other political news, we're joined by NPR's White House reporter Aisha Roscoe. Aisha, let's talk about the president's rhetoric. There was what he tweeted about NASCAR and the Confederate flag today. He also gave a speech at Mount Rushmore on Saturday where he blamed leftists for undermining American ideals. Here's part of that speech.
We will expose this dangerous movement, protect our nation's children, end this radical assault, and preserve our beloved American way of life.
Now, the president also went on to defend controversial monuments and announced the construction of a National Garden of American Heroes. Who is he appealing to with this?
It seems that he's trying to appeal to his largely white base by playing on grievances and divisions. And it was interesting this morning for him to explicitly talk about the NASCAR banning the Confederate flag, because over the weekend when he was reading off of, you know, the teleprompter reading these speeches, he did not explicitly mention the Confederacy and Confederate monuments, although that is what much of these arguments are about. But today he made clear that for him, this is also about, you know, defending the Confederate flag. And that is him positioning himself as this protector of a certain view of America and a certain way that he is talking to his base. And he's making the bet that he can have enough of his base come out that he can get reelected.
But it's interesting because even in a state with so many of his base voters like Mississippi, they're getting rid of the Confederate flag part of their state flag. It just is surprising that he's going this far down this road, especially when it may be a big turnoff for independent voters.
It is. And it seems like it is absolutely a gamble. I mean, you have NASCAR race car drivers coming out and telling President Trump, we don't need your support. This is NASCAR. You know, we're not talking about black NFL players. We're talking about NASCAR, which is thought of more of like a conservative base. And even Senator Lindsey Graham, who is a big supporter of President Trump, said in response to President Trump's tweet that the reason why NASCAR removed the Confederate flag is because they want to broaden their base, and that you can't do that with the Confederate flag. So it does seem out of step, even with the Republican Party, with conservative, you know, some conservatives in America.
Joe Biden, the president's opponent, had a very different 4th of July message. His campaign released a video. Let's listen to part of it.
We have a chance now to give the marginalized, the demonized, the isolated, the oppressed a full share of the American dream. We have a chance to rip the roots of systemic racism out of this country. We have a chance to live up to the words that have founded this nation.
Now, Aisha, as we've talked about, Joe Biden has been leading in a lot of the polls against Trump. How is he trying to appeal to voters in this moment, and does it seem to be working?
Well, if you look at the polls, it is working for him. And it seems because in many polls, he's leading some by double digits. And even in some very important swing states, he's up. It seems like much of what he's trying to do is to put himself, Biden is trying to put himself as the opposite of Trump, the anti-Trump, that he is, you know, going to focus on the coronavirus, that he's going to be the quote unquote adult in the room. He's going to wear a mask. He's going to not, you know, try to appeal to the you know, the quote unquote better natures and unify America. That's where he's going with this. And he's trying to, but he's also kind of letting President Trump, I'm sure, be fine with him being out in front, with Trump being out in front and making this a referendum on President Trump.
Let me just briefly ask you, you mentioned the coronavirus. We're seeing the surge in cases. Do you expect a change in strategy from the White House to get the virus under control?
Not at this point. I mean, we saw this weekend where President Trump kind of downplayed the coronavirus, saying 99% of cases are totally harmless. That's not true. But it seems like what they are trying to say is that, you know, they're working on vaccines, they're working on therapeutics, that they're going to try to bring in some help, but they're not calling on a dramatic change in the way people address the coronavirus.
That is NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe. Aisha, thank you.
Thank you.